You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As many users of the app formerly known as Twitter, now X, are moving to Blue Sky, what are some of the benefits artistic members are finding when using Blue Sky?
I would say the advantages are the fact that at the moment, at least, it's a very friendly and supportive place. Feels very much like the early days of Twitter. There's also a really strong arts community there. I mean, I left Twitter in 22, joined Mastodon, and while I really enjoy Mastodon, I missed a lot of my comics community that used to be on Twitter, and I've kind of hooked up with them again on Blue Sky. So a lot of the people, so arts-based folk and kind of writing folk are there now. So it's a good space for that.
How are artists that formerly used Twitter now on Blue Sky finding the community guidelines when it comes to sharing their art publicly?
Well, I think they're finding it positive. I mean, there's at the moment it's unclear how that material is being used in terms of training AI. I'm pretty sure Blue Sky have in place some AI training, but I think artists feel a little bit more protected on Blue Sky. I think that might be a little bit naive, but at least at the moment they're feeling a little bit more protected, I think, there. So, the feeling's generally positive. Also, I think connection to links outside of the platform is much stronger. I mean, moving away from arts and talking about journalists, journalists and newspaper publications are reporting much more traffic through their publication from Blue Sky than they were ever getting off X, because Musk has sort of made it difficult for that traffic to move through to other places. He wants to try and collect everything on the platform itself, a bit like what Zuckerberg was trying to do with Facebook a few years back. So I think artists would probably benefit from that, in the sense that they may see a bit more traffic through to external links from the platform than they were getting on X. So that would be a positive thing.
And because AI factors in greatly for artists looking for places to call home and share their art, in turn, where is Blue Sky benefiting by having all these new users both sharing their art and contributing to the site as it continues to host more artists and growing artistic communities?
Well, it's difficult to know. I mean, still trying to work out what is going to be the model for Blue Sky, whether it's going to make money from data scraping or developing AI, or whether it's going to become an ad-based platform. It's kind of, it's unsure what the benefit is for Blue Sky, but I think in terms of attracting more users, Blue Sky is definitely benefiting from the arts community being there, because it's adding to that sense of it being an open, tolerant, creative space that's you know, a community of support rather than one of antagonism, criticism and general negativity, which is kind of what X has become under Musk.
Where does the moderation policy of Blue Sky differ from different sites that artists are using to share their art? Meaning, artists are obviously sharing their art, but there is a moderation policy to that.
The old sort of classic moderation principles, right, of muting, blocking and reporting. A lot of that has been taken away from X, so people have been opened up to the kind of worst kind of people on social media who are just there to cause a fight. And of course, a lot of those people have moved from X to try and come onto Blue Sky, because it seems that they can't find any kind of joy in talking to each other. They seem to need people to berate and belittle and mock and harass, which says a lot about that kind of politics. But yes, I think it's good for Blue Sky to have all these people in a community that's much more open. What's interesting about Blue Sky is that the people who are actually running the platform at the moment seem to be very sensitive to reports of harassment, and are quite quick to block people or suspend accounts who seem to be just there to cause trouble, right? I think that's what's different at the moment, is that it's not only do individuals have the means to bock and mute and report, but the owners of the platform themselves are quite supportive of requests to suspend accounts that are simply there to cause trouble and harass people or spread hate. I think that's what's different about it at the moment, is there seems to be that support from the actual owners of the platform.
As a faculty member in the arts department, what are your opinions on how Blue Sky holds spaces for artists to share pieces and comment on others, regardless of the mediums they use, and being able to incorporate themselves into different communities?
Yeah, I think Blue Sky is really good for building a sense of community. It has these wonderful things called starter packs where individuals can collect a set of names of people who are on the platform who work within a particular area. And so you can immediately, so I started one on graphic medicine, for example, so you can immediately find a list of people relevant to that. But because these starter packs circulate through your feed quite regularly, you're really invited to partake in other related communities, you know. So I think that helps build quite a mixed community if you want to do that. So I think at the moment, it's quite flexible and quite plural, and it's very easy to navigate, and it's very easy to find the community or the communities you want to be part of. So I think it's working well at the moment on that front.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.